Joining the United States Navy at 18, John Baker was called to duty after the United States had been fighting in World War II for 3 years. His two-year experience took him from his West Virginia home to the South Pacific theater of World War II. Water for a Navy man is both cursed and welcomed, depending on Mother Nature's whim and the orders of the commanding officer. Seaman Second Class John Baker remembers both the good and the shocking. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
I was drafted, and it was right after I graduated from high school. I was 17 years old, and after boot camp, 5 months later, I was sent overseas right away, and that was my introduction into deep water. I didn't know at first where I was being sent, but I knew that it was in the Pacific Ocean, but I didn't know exactly where our destination was.
The life of USS Hilo had a history prior to becoming a United States motor torpedo boat tender. Built in Long Beach, California in 1931, Bath Ironworks produced a 179-foot steel yacht, which was christened the Caroline in 1938. Later on, the vessel was renamed the Moana. This yacht enjoyed many journeys cruising the American waters surrounding the islands of Hawaii. The United States government purchased the Moana in 1942, shortly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, and commissioned the Moana as the USS Hilo PG-58. The yacht was then sent back to California to be converted into a gunboat and eventually was completed as a motor torpedo boat tender. 9 officers and 96 men crewed on the USS Hilo. Over three-quarters of the crew were survivors of Pearl Harbor. Newcomers, like Seaman Second Class John Baker, participated in the Crossing the Line ritual for his first experience crossing the equator.
They made it a big deal. We were crossing the equator. And actually, by the time I came back after the war, I had crossed the equator 10 times. Well, they did try to throw some in the water, but I wasn't one of them, thank goodness.
Daily life and duties spent in the South Pacific courted both danger and surprise. John remembers one of these incidences that started while eating in the chow hall beneath the deck of the USS Hilo.
While we were sitting to have lunch, and all of a sudden, all our plates and glue, we left, because someone else had my plate, and I hadn't eaten it yet, and they did, and so forth. And we were laughing, but then it would go the other way, and eventually the tables filled, and we all slid, and I was under the table. And finally, they were able to take me out from underneath. It was the food made everything real slick, and it was bad. A friend of mine, when they pulled me out, he was take me to where the doctor was. And as we were walking down the other end of a ship, going to the doctor's, the ship was going back and forth. And as going out, looking at the water, it was, yes, a solid wall. I couldn't see the top. And then all of a sudden I could see water coming down the thing in the front, and I thought I was going to drown. And thank goodness my friend, he got on top of me because I was hurt, and he had on the rails, and he saved my life.
Searching for Japanese submarines, kamikaze attacks on the ship, and missing both family members and friends weighed heavy for the crew of the USS Hilo. There were times, however, when the deck was quiet and the view spectacular.
Even the beautiful water, everything was beautiful out there. The sunset, the sunrise, the rainbows, beautiful rainbows. and the water was just as smooth, like glass at times, yeah. And what was so wonderful in the islands, the natives had outrigger canoes, and they'd come out to the ship, and then we'd throw things in there, and they'd dive in, and so we enjoyed what they were doing.
The USS Hilo brought my dad home after the war ended in 1946. It had sailed its last voyage across the open sea and was decommissioned shortly after. Water played an important part of lives saved and lives lost. Let's hope water's future will participate in what brings us together as nations and mend our differences with what is fundamental to our lives. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.